ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Yishaya Fine. Maseches Bechayrus is dedicated by Ricky and Kalman Groner. Le'ilo Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh Leib ben Yechiel Michel.
Bechayrus Daf Yurches. The Gemara mentions the Shita of the Tanakhama of Rabbi Eliezer that when the Harug was Nimtza Mechuvim ben Shnei Ayaris Le'hayu Orphan. And the Gemara L'chatchila learned Pshat that the Tanakhama holds and therefore they weren't orphan. The Gemara says, Vitisbara, could that be the Pshat in the Tanakhama that and that's not why they're orphan? If the Pshat is Efshalitzamtsim, they should bring an Eglarufa Bain Shnehem. Together they should bring an Eglarufa and make a Tanai. Whichever city happens to be closer is the one that's going to be the Bailam of this Eglarufa. Since they don't make a Tanai, says the Gemara, it must be they don't hold the Efshar Litzamtzim. It must be their Moide to Reb Lozer that Efshar Litzamtzim, but they hold Kroivav Loi Kroivois. Only the Ir HaKroiva, the closest city, brings an Egla Rufa, and if there are two cities that are tied, if there are two cities that are equally close, there's no Egla Arufa at all. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in his Sefer Nachal Eson, Simen Zayin, in Oiz Dalid, Sifkotan Beis, he asks a stira in this Gemara between the Kasha and the Teretz. Zogt Reb Chaim Kanievsky, what's the halacha if you have a suffix, if there's a chiyuv of egla arufa? Do we say sveikei lahachmer or sveikei lahakel? From the Gemara, the way the Gemara understood in the Hava Amina, it sounds like the Gemara holds that mi suffix they're potter. The Braisa says that they don't have to bring an Egla Arufa. And the Gemara in the Havimina learned Pshat is, Efshar Litzamtzim. And we don't know which city is closer. And Misafik, Shnehem Pturim. So L'chayra from the Havimina, it would be clear that the Halacha is Misafik, the Gemara was naming on, that a Safik Egla Arufa is L'hakil. Mitzar HaSheni in the Teretz of the Gemara, in the Maskana of the Gemara says, V'tizbara can't be, they should bring Egla Rufa Bein Shnehem. If the halacha is that a suffix Egla Rufa is lahakel, you don't have to bring an Egla Rufa misafik. So why would they have to bring an Egla Rufa together and make a tanai? Each one should say, I have a suffix if I'm chayiv and I'm pater. So l'chayra from the teretz of the Gemara would have been mashma that the halacha is that suffix Egla Arufa lahachmir and misafik each one has to bring. Just to have an Eitzah to make a Mimanavshach, bring one Egla Arufa, and whichever city is the city which is the closer city will be the Bailam of this Egla Arufa. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, a Mechudesh Dika Pshat over here in the Hava Amina, why they're Pater. So Reb Chaim La'olam, the Halacha is like we see in the Maskana, like we see in the Vitizbara of the Gemara, that Misafik, they would be chayiv to bring an Egla Arufa misafik. The reason why the Gemara held originally that if you hold Efshar Litzamtzim, they're pater, Zogt Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the reason is because the Medida is ma'akiv. To be moided, the Torah says that the city which is closer. So you have to be moided and you have to check and count and figure out which city is closer. Now, if you did a Medida and you came out that each one, that they're equal, that's Nimtza Mechuvin. If you hold Efshar Litzamtzim, it comes out, your Medida was a bad Medida. So Memela does not have a halacha of a Safik Chiyuv Egla Arufa. There's Vaday no Chiyuv Egla Arufa. Since you don't know which one is closer, it comes out you never did a Medida. And there's a Gzeiras HaKasav that you have to have a Yediyah. You have to know that it's closer through a Medida. And since you were Madad and it was Nimtza Mechuvim in Sheyayaris, it's not considered a Medida. That's why the Gemara held that if Efshar Litzamtzim, they're Pater. The Maskana of the Gemara said, V'tizbara, that since you did a Medida and you figured out that one of them is for sure closer, Bein Shnehem, that's considered a Medida. That was the Chiddush of the Gemara. The Shakla V'tahayir in the Gemara, Zogt HaGoyin Reb Chaim, Shlita, is that the Gemara in the Hava Amina held that being Nimtza Mechuvim Bein Shnei Ayaris is not a Medida at all, and then they're both Pater. The Gemara says, V'tizbara, I did a medida. I found that they're both close. They're equally close. So even though I know that one of my medidas was off, I know that it's Yefshel Etzamtzim, but I should go ahead and bring Egla Mibein Shneihem. This is a Meridik Apshat in the Gemara, but Reb Chaim points out, if you look closely in Rashi, it's Mavur not like that. Rashi explains the Havamin of the Gemara, Yefshel Etzamtzim, Zok Rashi Hilkoch Loi Hayu Orfin, Kol Achas Eimeres Ani Eini Kroiva. Each city says, I am not closer. Zok Reb Chaim, it's Mavur from Rashi. The Havamina was not because it's not considered a Medida. The reason why the Gemara learned that Pater is not because there you didn't do a Medida. The reason is because Misafik each year could taina that I'm not the closer city and they're Pater Misafik. Zok Reb Chaim, you see not like this Pshat in the Gemara. You see that the reason why the Gemara held Yapater is because Safik Egla Arufa is the Gemara held was Lahakil. Zakter B'chaim, according to this, you have to say that when the Gemara says Vitizbara, the Gemara is really changing, and now the Gemara is being Mechadish that Safik Egla Arufa is Chayiv. And really the Gemara could have asked now, Vitizbara, Misafik, they should be Chayiv. The Gemara just asked better. Not only are they Chayiv, but there's an eight sahal, they don't have to bring two separate eglas, and they could bring an egla b'shutfis, they could make a tnai, whichever is the closest city will be the bailim on this egla. But al kolpanim, from this sugya, l'chayru would be a starker raya. We mentioned in the previous shir that the Marit al Ghazi is mechiach from Taisvis, that a safik, the misafik, there is a chiyuv of egla rufa from our sugya, from this gemara, from the gemara's kasha of Vitizbara, it would be mashma clearly that there's a chiyuv of a egla rufa misafik. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings the arsa machroinim that seem to say not like that. He quotes a merkavis hamishnah that seems to say that a safik egla rufa goes lahakel, but from here, from our gemara, from Taisus before, it's mashma that a safik egla Arufa is Chayiv. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin mentions a case of a Safik Bechor is Yira Ad Sheyistav, and the Machloikas, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, if you're Chayiv in Matanus, the Tanakama says you're Chayiv in Matanus, and Rabbi Yossi is Poiter. So the Gemara is Mevar by us. What's the Machloikas? So Rabbi Yechanan explained that Rabbi Meir is Machayiv b'Matanus because the Koyin is Ba'Allah of Mishnei Tzadim. If the behema is a bechor, so the ganza behema goes to the koyin. And if the behema is not a bechor, so then the matanis go to the koyin. The Zerayel Chayayim, if it's chulin and it's not a bechor, belong to the koyin. So memanav shach, he gets the matanis, and even though misafik, you don't have to give him the whole behema, legabe the matanis, he has a memanav shach, he's ba'alav mishnei tzadim. The Kaaba de Kshaisa, a sefer of 103, the Gematria of Kaaba, of Kashas of the Chelkas Yoyev, a Pailush Agoin, he asks a Kasha on our sugya, that how come is it that when you shech this behema, you have to give the matonis to the Koyin Miman of Shech? Frek the Kaaba de Kshaisa, the Gemara in Chulun Daf Kufla Mirhei says, that when you have Reishas Hagez, and the Yisrael is Tzeveyat, he dies it, the halacha is, shinui is koyina, and you don't have to give the reishis hagez to the koyin. So frek the kaba de kishaisa, so who adin over here, when he shechts the behema, it's like a shinui, and he should not have to give the matanois to the koyin. And he says, even though the Ran says in the sugya in Chulin, that when he's tzeveyad, he only becomes pater if he's meskaven to be goizloi, it's only when he dies and he intends to keep it, says the Kaaba de Kshaisa over here also, when he shechted the animal, he intended to keep it, and that's how he assumes, and he asks Slefizeh, he should become Pater from giving the Zeraya L'chayayim. This is the 70th Kasha, the Kasha Ayin, in the Sefer of Kaaba de Kshaisa. Now they recently reprinted it, the Sefer of Kaaba de Kshaisa, with a likut of Terutzim from many Gedolim. And they quote over there that Reb Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi, or Shushiv in Eretz Yisrael, he answers L'chayra very clear Eretz. And he says that over here, the shechita will not be a shinoi to pater him from giving the matnas kuhuna to the kohen. And he explained because over here there's a one of two chiyuvim. Either the chiyuv is a chiyuv of bachar, or a chiyuv of matnas kuhuna of zrei l'chayayim to give to the kohen. And says Reb Baruch Mardchai, miman of shach, either way, the shechita will not be a shinoi to be kohen. Zokter Baruch Mardchai, if you're going to want to dan mitzad, the chiyuv of matnas kuhuna of zrei l'chayayim, the whole chiyuv is maschil after the shechita. So by the case of Reishis Hagaz, after it became Reishis Hagaz, you're meshanet, you're tzeveyet, that's mafkia, the chiyuv of Reishis Hagaz. But over here, after the chiyuv matanis, there was no shinoi. True, you did a shechita, but that was before the chiyuv of matanis. The chiyuv of matanis is after the shechita. That's mechadesh, the chiyuv of matanis. And after you had a chiyuv of matanis, there was no shinoi. And even though the chiyuv of bechar was before, Zokter Baruch Mardchai, that the shechita will not pater the chiyuv of giving a bechar to a kohen. The shem of bechar that was on it before the shechita, when you shecht it, the whole thing is a bechar. It still retains its shem bechar. It's just in different pieces, and it's not considered a shinoi. Reishis Hagaz being tzeveyat is a shinoi. It's a different, it loses, it's different, it's meshanet, and it loses its shem of gez. And Meila, there's no chiv of matnas kuna anymore. But over here, Zokter Baruch Mardchai, the shem of being a bechar stays on it after the shechita, and Meila, it's not shayach over here, the din of shinoi koina to pater him from the chiv of bechar. Legabe lahalacho lemaisa, when you gave the first bechar to the koyin and the second bechar, the Bailam keeps if it's chayiv and matanos or not, is the machloikas harishayinim if we paskin like Reb Meir or like Reb Yaisi. The Rambam in Perek Tes from Hilchas Bikurim Halacha Gimel paskin that it's pater from Bechayr, he paskins like Reb Yaisi, that asu she'enu zeiche kezeiche. And the Rosh, in our sugya, he says we paskin like Reb Meir. We paskin that he's chayiv in Bechayr. He's chayiv in matanis. The other, the second Safik Bechor, which the Bailam keeps, is chayiv in matanis. Now there are three places in Shas where it's quoted the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, Asu she'eino zeiche kezeiche. One place is in our sugya, Legabi pattering the second Safik Bechor from matanis. They made it that he was zeiche, like he was zeiche in the second. In the second Bechor. The second place is above Metzia Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara of there quotes a halacha of Rabbi Yossi that when a person is a poyel, he's allowed to have his wife and his children come after him. They're allowed to follow him and eat be oichel from the peiros that he's working with. And the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yossi, even though the child is a katan, the Chazal gave him a kinyan, asu es she'en ezeiche kezeiche. And the third place is a Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed. The Gemara discusses Hamal ve'mois. The Mishnah mentions Hamal ve'mois es a koyin ves a levi. A person lends money to a koyin or a levi, and the deal is that he's going to take the trumas and the maestras as a payment for the halva. And the Gemara says he's allowed to keep, the Mishnah says he's allowed to keep his trumas and maisus, he's allowed to assume that they're still alive, and he's allowed to keep his trumas and maisus as a payment for the halva. And the Gemara mentions three pshatim in the Mishnah. One pshat is that we're talking about makirei kuhuna. So it's as if he already gave it to them, it's as if they have a zechia in the trumas and maisus, and therefore he's allowed to keep it, he's allowed to take it back for as a payment for the halva. The second pshat is talking about when his mezakeh lehem al yidei acher, hitaka has to go to somebody else, and that they should be zeicha in the truma and the meiser for the person that borrowed, for the kohen or the levi that borrowed the money, in order to then go ahead and collect it for the loan. And the third and final pshat in the Gemara is asu she'enoi zeicha kezeicha. Now, legabe the other two places, the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Yud Beis clearly says we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So over there we say asu es she'enoi zeiche kezeiche. And the Kesef Mishnah says that's the makar of the Rambam. To paskin an hour sugya, asu she'enoi zeiche kezeiche. Since we paskin like Rabbi Yosi, asu she'enoi zeiche kezeiche. So who had in an hour sugya, the second Safik Bukhar, Chazal also made a asu es she'enoi zeiche kezeiche, and they gave him a zchus in the behema, and therefore he's pater from matanis. However, legabi the sugya in Bechiris, legabi the sugya in Gittin, daflamid, the Rambam quotes in Hilchas Meiser, Perek Zayin, Halacha Hey and Vav, the Rambam quotes the din of lending to a Koyin and a Levi Meiser, and the Rambam says that he can keep the Truma and the Meiser as a payment for the loan. But the Rambam only quotes the first two terutzim of the Gemara. The Rambam only quotes either Makire Kuna or Mezakalem al Yidei Acher. So over there, we didn't paskin Asu as She'ein Ezeche Kezeche. What's the Chilak? And the Lacha Mishnah in Hilchas Bechoyris, Perakei, Halacha Gimel, he asks it for Akasha. He says, how is the Rambam Mezakeh Shtara Lebeitrei? The Rambam in two places paskins asu as she'ein ezeiche kezeiche. An hour sugya that the second behemah is pater from atonis. And the Rambam in the sugya of Bav Metzia Daf Yedbeis with the Gemara clearly paskins asu as she'ein ezeiche kezeiche. And the Rambam likewise quotes that Gemara. And legabi the din of lending to a Kohen and a Levi, Trumas and Maisus, there the Rambam does not paskin asu as she'ein ezeiche kezeiche. So Rabbaran and Mishnah Sabaran has a very klara mahalach to explain the psak of the Rambam. And he says as follows. Rabbi Yosi has a klolius dikashita. Asu she'ein ezeiche kezeiche. Chazal made a takana. They had a policy of making a takana, even somebody that didn't have a zchus mamin. If there was a reason to make a takana, we gave him a zchus mamin. Ein ezeiche kezeiche. The Rabbanan gave a zchus mamin, even though he didn't have one. Zokter Baron. But it's case by case. If it was a reason, a sufficient reason, then Chazal made the takana. So true, this is Rabbi Yosi's shita. Rabbi Yosi's shita is asu she'enoi zeiche kezeiche, an hour sugya. The Rabbanan made a zchus. The Rabbanan said that when you give the first bechar to the kohen, it's the first safik bechar from the kohen. So they said the second safik bechar, you're not just going to keep it because of a safik that will say now hamaitzi mechaver olav araya. We're giving you a zchus. You're getting the second bechar instead of the first bechar. You gave up your rights in the first safik bechar, and now we gave you a zchus in the second safik bechar to keep it, and now you're potter from matanis. Likewise, in the Gemara, Bav Metzia Yud Beis, Chazal made a takana that a poyel, his children, the ketanim, should have a zchus mamin to be able to eat in the food that he's dealing with. Says Reb Aaron, legabi the sugya in Gittin, how do we know that there was such a takana? There are three pshatim in the Gemara in Gittin. What's pshat in the Mishnah? The first two pshatim are that the Mishnah is either talking about Makirei Kuhuna, and that's how he pays back the loan to the Kohen and the Levi from the Trumas and Maisers, and he keeps it. He's able to collect the Trumas and Maisers. Or not Makirei Kuhuna, it's talking about Mezakalem al Yidei Acher. True, the Gemara had a pshat. It could be pshat. The third pshat was that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi, and over there also they made a takana of Asu She'ein Ezeiche Kezeiche. They made a takana Chazal that the Kohen and the Levi will get his chus mamin in order that he should be able to pay back the Choyv with the Trumas and Maisus. But according to the first two pshatim, there was no such takana. Zokter Baron, it's not a kasha on the Rambam why he didn't paskin over there Ashu Shein Ezeche Kezeche. Because it's case by case. And according to the first two pshatim in the Gemara, that case never had a takana of Ashu Shein Ezeche Kezeche. But wherever we know, wherever we find Rabbi Yosi did make this takana, we do hold like Rabbi Yosi Ashu Shein Ezeche Kezeche. And therefore, wherever we know that Rabbi Yosi made the takana, in our sugya, by the second Safik Bukhar, and in the sugya in Bava Metzia Daf Yud Beis, we know Rabbi Yosi made the takana, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yosi. Legabi the sugya in Gittin Daf Lamed, where it's totally in the different pshatim in the Gemara, if there was a takana bichlal that he should be also shein zeicha gezeicha. There, the Rambam paskins there was no takana to give him a zchos, to give the kohen and the levi the zchos and the trumas and meisus that he should be able to collect it for his chayiv. Reb Aaron continues and he says, "So what's pshat in the Rosh? Why did the Rosh paskin in our sugya like Reb Meir that we don't say shein zeicha kezeicha?" And Reb Aaron says a very mechudish dika pshat, a very geshmak pshat in the Rosh. Zokter Baron, the Rosh and the Rambam are going l'shitasam. The Rosh paskins in Bava Kamma, in Perek Shor Shenogach, Simen Yod Gimel, that a Bechor Balmum has a din that it's not Mum and Bailam, has a din of Hektish, and is potter either if your Shor is Negeach, a Shor of a Bechor Balmum, or if a Shor of Bechor Balmum is Negeach someone else's Shor. It's a din of Hektish, and it is a ptur of Nizokin, and it's klar in the Rosh, that even Bizman Hazeh, even Bizman She'en Beis HaMikdash Kaiman, and even in Chutz La'aretz, a Bechor Balmum has the same halacha, that it's not considered the Mamun Bailam. Zokter Baron, if a Bechor Balmum is not considered the Mamun Bailam, then it's not shayich to say, Asu She'en Ezeiche Kezeiche. The aside of Asu She'en Ezeiche Kezeiche is when you give the first Bechor to the Kohen, so even if really what you're giving is not the Bechor, since you gave your behema to the Kohen, the Chazal were misakin that you have a zchus in the other behema, you have a zchus in the other one of the Safik Bechars, and you get to keep it even if it is a Bechor. Zokt Rabaran, it's not shaykh mechira. You can't switch it with the Kohen. Chazal couldn't sell it, couldn't say that you gave your behema to the Kohen, so the Kohen gives you his behema, and you get to keep the other behema, if it's not considered mum and bailam. If it's mum and hektish, it's not shaykh mechira. You can't switch your behema for the behema of the Bechor, and it wouldn't even be shaykh, Zokter Baron, to say, asu as she'en ezeiche kezeiche. Our Gemara that says, asu as she'en ezeiche kezeiche, it must be that our Gemara holds that Kodshim Kalim is considered Mum and Bailam. But if we paskin that Kodshim Kalim is not considered Mum and Bailam, then it won't be shayach to say Asu as she'en ezeiche kezeiche. The Rosh held, Zokter Baron, even if the other places in Shas, even if I'm above Metzia Daf Yedbeis, we paskin Asu she'en ezeiche kezeiche. But over here, we won't paskin Asu she'en ezeiche kezeiche. That's why the Rosh paskins like Reb Meir. Zokter Baron, the Rambam is l'shitasay. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Bechayra says that a Bechor in Chutz La'aretz b'zman hazeh is not considered the Mamun Hektish. It's considered regular Mamun Bailam. So if it's considered regular Mamun Bailam, then it is shayich to say asu as she'eno yzeiche kezeiche. That's why the Rambam paskin, that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that asu as she'eno yzeiche kezeiche, and Chazal were misakin that you give the first behema to the Kohen, and then you get a zchus in the other behema, and it's vadai potter menamatonois, because even if it is a Bechor, but Chazal gave you a kinyan in it, and it would pat to you sai from Bechor, and sai from matonois. Be'oifin, the Rambam, and the Rosh is l'shitasam. The Rosh paskins that it's considered mum and bailam, so it's considered mum and hektish, so therefore we don't say asu shein ezeich kezeicha. And the Rambam paskins Bechor bizman hazen chutzlars is considered mum and bailam, therefore we say asu as shein ezeich kezeicha, and the second behema is potter min hamatonis. Continuing on to the next inyan, the Mishnah had mentioned by meis echad mehem, when one of the two Suffolk Bechars died, the other one, Reb Tarfin, says yachloiku, and Rabbi Kiva says hamoitzi mechaveroi olav haraya. So the Gemara by Yosef Mevar, the Machloikas, Reb Tarfin and Rabbi Kiva, what do we medame this case to? What do we medame this case of Suffolk Bechar to? Reb Tarfin is medame to a case of Shnayim Shefkidu Eitzel Roya. Two people are meneach, they put a behema by the Roya, and the Roya is not sure who owns the behema, meneach beinehem umestalik. And Rabbi Kiva is medame to a case of somebody who's meneach Eitzel Balabayis, and it's a suffik if the behema belongs to the balabayas or to the mafkid, where the halacha is hamaitzi mechaveroi olav harayas. And now let's focus on the case of Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon is medame a suffik bechar to a case of shnayim shefkidu etzel roya, and the halacha is the din is meniach roya beinehem umistalik. Tosfos is mevar that there are two ways you can explain this halacha of meniach roya beinehem umistalik. What's the din? One way is meniach roya beinehem umistalik. They fight over it. He puts it down, and we say kol dolim gavar. Tosfos says, or you can explain meniach roya beinehem between them. They make yachleiku. They split it, and each one gets half. And Tosfos says, even though in our Mishnah, Reb Tarfon says, Yachleiku, it could be what the Mishnah meant, what the Gemara meant with the Dimyan, was that we don't leave it by the Muchzik. Just like by Shnayim Shefkidu Eitzel Roya, the halacha is, Kol Dolim Gavar, he's Miniach Beinehem Umestalik, and we don't leave it by a Muchzik. So too, a case of a Safik Bukhar, we don't leave it by the Muchzik. Or maybe, just like over here, it's Yachleiku, so by here by Bukhar it's Yachleiku, so too by the case of Aroya, the halacha is Yachleiku. Now Rabbi Kiveger's Mavar, what's this Talion? Tosfos has a suffix if the case of Shnayim Shefkidu Eitzel Roya, do we make a kol d'olam gavar? The main point is not to leave it by the Muchzik, but do we say that there's no we don't leave it by the Muchzik and we make a kol d'olam gavar, or do we say Yachleiku? What is this Talion? Rabbi Kiveger quotes Tosfos in Bava Basra Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Tosfos asks a very important question, a very yesodistical question that has a big nafkamin and a lot of sugyas. Tosfos says, Maishna, that we learn in Bava Metzia Daf Beis, Shnayim Oichsim Betalis Yachloiku. Two people are fighting over a talis. They're both holding on to it. We make a Yachloiku. And the sugyan Bava Basra and Daf Lamed Daled has a case of Ahu Arva, there are two people fighting over a boat, and over there we make a kol d'olam gavar. Tosfos says, L'mayishna, Shnayim oichsim betalis yachloiku, and two people fighting over an Arva, over a boat, and we make a kol d'olam gavar. And Tosfos says, Tu pshatim, tu mahalchem had to be miyashiv d'chilik. Tosfos says in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, the chilik is that by Shnayim oichsim betalis, they're oichsim, they're holding on to it. Since each one is a muchzik, when they're both muchzakim in the talis, when they're both oichzim and muchzakim in the talis, there it's yachleiku. The case of an arva, the case of a boat, they're not holding on to it. When there's no muchzakim and they're fighting over it, we make a call the olim gavar. Tosfos says in the name of the Riva a different teretz to this kasha. Zok Tosfos, the case of arva, each person was saying, this was my boat from the beginning. One of them, for sure, is a Ramai. For a Vadai Ramai, when two people are fighting over something and one of them is a Ramai, we don't make a Yachloiku to give the Ramai something which clearly doesn't belong to him. He's a Ramai for claiming that it's his. We say Kol D'Olam Gavar, hoping that the Bailim will get the whole thing. By the case of Shnayim Oichsim Betalis, each one is saying that he found it. Now, it's possible they found it together, and it truly should be Yachloiku. Each one thought he picked it up first, but really they picked it up together. And therefore, since he's not a Vadei Ramai, we make a Yachloiku, we give him half. Zokter B'Kiveger, in our sugya, it's Tali, in this Machloikas, the case of a Bechar, they're not Oichzim, they're not both Muchzakim on the Talis. And Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, we only make Yachloiku for Muchzakim. Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, a case of Shnayim Shefkidu Eitzel Roya will be called the Olam Gavar. Masha'enkein Lefid Riva, any time he's not a Vadei Ramai, we make Yachleiku without being a Mochzakim. The case of a Safik Bechar, Zokter B'Kveger, he's not a Ramai. It's like a case of Shnayim Oichsim Betalis. And when there's not a Ramai, even without Mochzakim, we'll make Yachleiku. So when Tosfos by us says that by Shnayim Shefkidu Eitzel Roya, either you make a Kol D'Olam Gavar or Yachleiku, Zokter B'Kveger, it's totally if you need Mochzakim. Lefir Rabbeinu Tam, that we only make Yachloikus when there's a case of Oichazim, when they're Muchzakim. So over here, we'll make a Kol D'Olam Gavar. And Lefir the Riva, we'll make a Yachloiku. That's what Tosfos meant by quoting these two options. It's Tali and Kol HaTorah Kula. Do you need muchzakim? Do you need the eichzim for shnayim eichzim betalas? Or is it sufficient that he's not a vadei rami to make the achleik? Reb Shmuel Rizovsky in Chidushei Reb Shmuel Masechtas Bava Metzia Simen Aleph Ois Tes has a different mahalach to be mavar the suffik, to be mavar the two tzadim of Tosfos, if meniach roya beinayim u'mestalik is a kol d'olam gavar, or is it a yachloiku? And he bases this on the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Lamed Hei. The Gemara there mentions that what's the chilek by Ahu Arva, and the Mishnah in Mesachis Bava Metzia Daf Kuf that says a machlef para v'chamar v'yolda. A person is machlef a para and a chamar and is a child, and we don't know if the child was noilad by the first owner or by the lekeach. And the Mishnah says yachloiku frek the Gemara. What's the difference? Ahu Arva, where we paskin kol dalam gavar, and a machlef par v'chamar that the halacha is yachloiku. And the Gemara says that a machlef par v'chamara, there's a drora de mamayna. Since each one has a drora, drora is a shaychis mamin, each one has a shaychis mamin, therefore we make yachloiku. Taisvis over there in Bava Basra is mevar. What does it mean, a shaychis mamin? It means, by Ahu Arva and other such cases, the way Beis Din has their suffik is there's two Balei Dvarim coming into Beis Din and saying a taina. And since each one is taining its his, that creates the suffik to Beis Din. The case of Machlef Par v'chamar, even before tainus, afilu beloy tanuseyem yesh suffik le-Beis Din. Beis Din hears the story. They know that the Paro originally was born, or originally was owned by the Meicher. And now it's owned by the Lekeach. And there's a Vlad. And we don't know when the Vlad was born. Since there's a suffik le-Beis Din, beloy tanuseyem, each one has a drara de mamayna, shaychis mamin, without his taina, therefore we make yachleiku. Zakt Reb Shmuel, the nidin in Tosfos, if shnayim shefkidu etzel roya, do we say kol d'olam gavar, or do we say yachloiku, is this considered a drara de mamayna? This case that there were two paras that were hufkat by the roya, and we don't know which died, is that considered a suffik without their tainus? If it's considered a drara de mamayna, even without eichazim, the machlef par v'chamar doesn't need muchzakis. And it doesn't matter if they're a vadai ramai. If there's a drora de mamayna, if there's a suffik le-Beis Din beloy tanuseyem, the halacha will be yachloiku. So if shnayim shefkidu etzel roya is a drora de mamayna, Tosfos held going to make yachloiku. Or Tosfos held, maybe this case is not sufficient to be a drora de mamayna. Maybe only in a case where the par was there was a vlad that was born and we have a suffik. If the vlad was noilad by the Meicher, if the Vlad is noiled by the Lekeach, that will be considered a drar de mamayna. Maybe over here, when two people are mafkid, a para, and one of them dies, maybe that needs his taina. You have to come in taina that your para is the para that's alive, and maybe it's not considered a drar de mamayna. If it's not considered a drar de mamayna, then you'd have to. Then we would make a call to Olam Gavar like Ahu Arva. But oifen, then our Gemara, the Gemara says that the case of Shnayim Shefkidu Eitzel Roya, we don't leave it by the Balabayis. We don't say Amoitzi Mechaver El Avaraya. Meniach Roya Beinehem Umestalik. The halacha is, Tosfos says, either Meniach Roya Beinehem Umestalik and we make a kol d'olam gavar, or Meniach Beinehem and they split it. What is this Talion? So that we have two mahalchim. We have Rabbi Kiv Eger says the Nidin is, if you have the achloiku of shnayim oichsim betalas, this case where they're not muchzakim, will we say achloiku anyways? That's totally in the machloikas Rabbeinu Tam and the Riva in Bava Basra Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. If it has the achloiku of shnayim oichsim betalas without oichazin, and according to Reb Shmuel, it doesn't have the achloiku of shnayim oichsim betalas. The need then is if it's going to have the achloiku of machlef par v'chamar. If it's going to have the achloiku of a drora de mamayna, or do we say that no, it's like a case of Ahu Arva, which we make a kol de olam gavar. Before we discuss the etzem achloikas, or tarfin and Rabbi Kiva, our sugya, why we would either leave it by the muchzik or not, I'd like to share a kasha of the Marit al-Ghazi and Ois Chaf Aleph. The Merit Al Ghazi asks, how come in our sugya we don't leave it by the Marakama? Why don't we say that while the Vlad, while the Uber was in the mother's stomach, the Kayin for sure didn't own it. For sure belonged to the Bailam, it belonged to the Yisrael. Now that it was Noilad, and there's a suffix if it became the Kayin's, we should say Uki Mamayna Bechezkas Hamara Kama. The whole discussion in our sugya is to leave it by the Mukhsa because it's in his house. And Frecht, the Marit Al Ghazi, why don't we leave it by the Yisrael Midin Cheskas Mara Kama, which is the Gemara, famous Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf. The Gemara says by the Mishnah of Machlef Para Bechamara, the Mishnah says Yachloiku, the Mishnah that we mentioned, and the Gemara asks, why don't we say Uki Mamayna Becheskas Mare Shtelavek the Mamin in the Cheskas Hamara Kama? And the Gemara over there answers the Mishnah is Sumchis, and he doesn't go up Basa the Mara Kama. He makes a Yachloiku, and he doesn't leave the money Becheskas Mara Kama. But according to the Rabbanon that argue on Sumchis, the halacha is when you have a suffix mammon, we leave the mammon b'cheskas hamarakama. So frek the Marit Al Ghazi, in our sugya, why don't we leave the suffix b'char b'cheskas hamarakama? The first b'char died, and now we have the second b'char. We don't know if it's a b'char or not. Why don't we leave it by the Yisrael midin cheskas marakama? And he points out that really the Rambam in Perek Hei from Hilchas Bukhairis, he quotes our sugya, and he says to leave it by the Yisrael, but he doesn't mention that he's the Mukhsik. He doesn't mention that the Behema was in his Rishos, it was in his Chatzir, which would seem to be a Hashmata. The reason why the Gemara says we leave it by the Yisrael is because it's in his Chatzir. He's not Makna, the Chatzir to the Kohen, and it's in his Chatzir, we leave it in his Chatzir. Zakt Marid Al Ghazi, it could be Pshat in the Rambam is, he learned our sugya is taka sumchis. Our sugya is taka sumchis that doesn't leave the money b'cheska samara kama. And maybe the Rambam taka held that we paskin not like sumchis, we paskin amaitzi mechaveri olav araya, and we leave the mammon b'cheska samara kama. That taka could be pshat, says the Marit Al Ghazi in the Rambam. And we taka do leave it by the cheska samara kama, but avad it's a chiddush gadol. And Pasha Pshat, in our Gemara, there's no such option as leaving it Becheska Samara Kama, and we have the Marit Al Ghazi's Kasha, why not? How come by Bechar we don't leave it Becheska Samara Kama? So Rabbi Aaron says a Muradika Svara, a Muradika Pshat, to answer this Kasha. Zokter Baron, we only find a Cheska Samara Kama when we have a suffix on a specific Mamin, a Vlad, one Vlad was Noilad, a Machlev Parvachamar, and you don't know who, so we leave it Becheska Samara Kama. If let's say you have a Meicher, he sold, there are two objects, one of them is larger or more expensive, Zokter Baron, so we say we leave the greater Mammon, the more valuable Mammon, or the larger Mammon, we leave it by the Cheska Samara Kama. And we say you have to prove that you bought the bigger one to take away the bigger one. Says Rabbi Baron, but over here, there were two Bechars, there were two Vladis, there were two children, and one of them was a Bechar. So while they were both alive, there obviously is no Cheskas Marakama, because the Kohen will tell the Yisrael there are two Vladis over here, and one of them is for sure of a Bechar. Give me one of them. You can't say Cheskas Marakama. Zokter Baron, now that one of them died, the Chazakah is not going to change. Just like when they were both here, he had a Tvi on him to give him one of them, now that one of them died, Zokter Baron, that can't change the chazakah. If when the suffix was noilad, we said that this mammon is becheska samara kama, we leave it that way, and the kohen would have no right to take it. But when this suffix was noilad, the kohen did have a right, because he for sure owned one of the two vladis. Zokter Baron, now that one of them died, he doesn't lose that right, and you can't be mechadish a new cheskas marakama. The whole discussion in the Gemara was to leave it by the Yisrael because it's in his chatzar, and we say amoytzi mechaveroi olav haraya. But to leave it by him because he's the marakama, since the kohen for sure had one of the two original vladis, he the Yisrael is not considered a marakama, and he can't hold on to the money midin cheskas marakama. Now the Gemara continues and explains why is Reb Tarfin medame the case of a safek bechar to a case of shnayim shefkidu etzel roya? Why does Reb Akiva medame the case of a safek bechar to b'neach behem etzel balabayis? The Gemara says that according to Reb Tarfin, the Bailam is aknuye maknile to the koyin achelik in his chatzar. The balabayis is not considered a muchsik because the balabayis is makne achelik in his chatzar to the koyin, in order that the bechar should be in the koyin's rishos. The Gemara says nichale, it's nichale that he should do a mitzvah with his mamin, and therefore the Bailam is makne achelik in his chatzar to the koyin. And Rabbi Kiva says no. B'makom pseida, even though generally a person would give his money for a mitzvah, but over here he's going to lose out. He would rather retain the chatzar. He should be the muchzik, and then he won't have to give the behema misafik to the koyin. So b'makom pseida, he's not makne. He doesn't do a mitzvah b'mamayinai. Now Taisus was bothered, even if he, according to Reb Tarfin, he's nichale, he wants to do a mitzvah with his mamin and he's makne him. But what was the kinyan? What was the Maisa Kinyan that he transferred his chatzar to the Kohen? Taisus says two pshatim. The first pshat Taisus mentioned is that he was gomar beliba, he's goymer in his das to be makne. And Taisus has a second pshat that the Kohen, when he's paiseach and noyel, when he opens up and locks the door of the chatzar, that's the Maisa Kinyan, a chazaka presumably, to be koina a chelak in the chatzar. Rabbi Kveger and Shuva Lamed Zayin points out on Taisa's second tarot, the koyin is peseach and oil. The koyin doesn't have das to be koyna a chelak in the chatzar. He did a maisa kinyan, true. He did a kinyan chazaka, but he didn't have a das to be koyna. And Rabbi Kveger proves from this Taisvis that he holds like a famous shita of the Rajba in Gittin Daf Chaf. The Rajba mentions in the Sugi in Gittin Daf Chaf, over there the Gemara says that when there was a zakin echad, there was an old person, he was malve l'chol b'nei ha'kfar, he would lend money to the people in the kfar, and generally the loive supplies the money, the loive supplies the shtar for the halva, and this zakin would supply the paper, and the Gemara says, how is the shtar kosher? You need a sefer makna. You need that the person that's obligating himself with the shtar should be the one that gives the paper. And the Gemara says that he was yoda laknuya. He was a zaken, and he knew that he had to be makne to the loive in order to make it into a kosher shtar. And the Rajba over there asks, good, he was a zaken, and he knew that he had to give the paper to the loive. But the loive himself didn't have das to be kind of the paper. And the Rajba says a tremendous yesoidis de kachidish, that in the case where the makna has a das, when you have a das makna in the hakna, the koina, the person being zeicha in the kinyan, can be koina without das. The das acheres makna is sufficient to make the chalois kinyan, even with the das, without the das of the koina. Says Reb Kveger, we see from our Taisus also this yesod, that since the Yisrael, since the Bailam, is nichol the 11 mitzvah b'mamayne, he wants to be makne his chatzar, when the koyin is peseach and noyel in the chatzar, he'll be zeicha in the chatzar, he'll get a kinyan in the chatzar, even though the koyin doesn't have das to make a kinyan, the das acheres makne is sufficient. Now the shayla of that tshuva Rabbi Kveger, lamed zayin, there was a case that there was a Yisrael, he had a behema, which was a safek, if it had a bechor. It's a suffix if it's chayiv in bechorah. And the owner sold this suffix mevakeres, he sold it to the roya agoy with money. He was mekabel money, kinyan kesef, and he did not do a meshicha. And then the child was born, and the shayla was, is it chayiv in bechorah or pata from bechorah? And the shayla wanted to know if we could use a svek sveka. It's a suffix if it's a mevakeres. And there was a suffix if he's koina with mice. We mentioned in previous shiurim, machloikas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what's koina, how a goy is kain? Is a goy kain with mois, or is a goy kain with meshicha? In this case, there was a mois, and there was no kinyan meshicha, but maybe there's a svek sveka. This was the nidin of the shayla, and the question is if it's a valid svek sveka. Can you use the svek sveka? Rikveger, in this tshuva, he mentions another sniff lahakal. He says another sniff, another reason why possibly could be makel based upon the first teretz of our Taisfis. The first teretz of Taisfis was that even though there was no Maisa Kinyan for the Roya to be Koina the Chatzar, since the Yisrael, since the Bailam of this Safik Bukhar was Gomar Beliba, he was Goyma with his Das to be Maknet, it could be Koina without a Maisa Kinyan. Zakhtu B'Kiveger, so this case where we had a Safik Mevakeres, and there was a Kinyan Mois, there was no Kinyan Meshicha, Zakhtu B'Kiveger, possibly since he was Gomar Beliboy Laknuye, the Yisrael wanted to be Maknet to the Goy, even though there was no Maisa Kinyan, possibly, says Rabbi Kiveger, that could pater him from Bukhar. So even though maybe we don't paskin like this, we quoted there was a Machloikas HaRishonim, if you need Mois, you need Meshicha, and apparently there was a necessity to have a Maisa Kinyan, says Rabbi Kiveger, we don't paskin like this, Taisvis, but possibly we could use it as a sniff. It could be an additional reason to be make a bit zero for the other Haterim, that you could use the Gemiras Das, the fact that he was Gomar Beliba to be Makna, even without a Kinyan. Now this is a tremendous Chiddush, and like Rabbi Kiveger points out, we don't paskin like this. We hold that either you need a Kinyan Mois, or you need a Kinyan Meshicha, but the Gemiras Das to be Makna is not sufficient by itself. But that would be the Shita. That's how Rabbi Kiveger understood the first Teretz of Taisvis, that the Gemiras Das itself can make a Kinyan. The Gemiras Das of the Makna itself can make a Kinyan without the Kinyan, without the Koina actually making a Maisa Kinyan. The Magia on Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger, he shtels tzu a chazanish in the end of Choshen Mishpat in Simen Chafhei, who quotes a lashon from his father, Rabbi Shmayo Karelitz, and he says the following lashon: Klal gadol b'kinyonim, a big klal in kinyonim, ikur gadol, sheyigmar b'liboy, that if he's goymer in his liboy, that itself could make a kinyon. He says, v'doik heitev hafeich ba dekula ba, that doik and shasu poiskim timtzikein, that we find there are cases where the gemiras das can be koina. Now, I think the Chaznish's father didn't hold you always can do this. Maybe there were certain levels or certain cases where the Gemiras Das was special and the Gemiras Das of the Makna itself was sufficient to make the Kinyan. B'Kveger seems to be taking on from our Taisvis that it's always like that. Whenever there's a Gemiras Das of the Makna, the Gemiras Das itself will be sufficient to make the Kinyan and you don't need to do a Maisa Kinyan. The Mishnah mentions a case of Shnei Zecharim Unakeva, when you have two mothers that had children, and between the two of them, there were two Zecharim and an Akeva, and the halacha is one of the Zecharim goes to the Kayin, and the other Zachar Zira Ad Sheyistav. The Yisrael could keep it, it's a Safik Mammon, but there's an Isser to Shechta without a Mum, and you have to wait until there's a Mum. The Mishnah Lamelech, in the end of Hilchas Bikurim, asks Akasha, we should be matir the second zachar to shechta without a mum midin sfek sveka. There's one safek that the two zacharim came from one behema, and the bechar paters the other zachar. The bechar paters the other zachar, and therefore it's not chayiv bebechayim. And even if the other behema had the zachar, even if the two Zecharim didn't come from one behema, the other behema had the Zachar, but it could be the Nekeva came out first, and the Nekeva, there's no Bechar at all if the Nekeva came out first. So, frek the Mishnah Melech, we should pater the second Zachar, shouldn't be Chayav and Bechar at all, it shouldn't need a Mum, midin Svek Sveka. And he shtels tzu, there's a rush on Daf Tes that says that by Pidyon, a similar case, by Chamar, by Behema Temeya, the halacha is you have to be poyde, but he gets to keep the pidyon. And the Rosh over there mentions on the Aftes that when you have two zecharim, two chamars that are zecharim and one akeva, the reason why you're not matem midin sfek sveka, Zakti Rasha is because there's no hefsid. By being paid it with a set and keeping the set, there's no hefsid. And since there's no hefsid, you should be choishish that possibly the second zachar is also bechar, and we're not matir midin svek sveka. Zakti Mishnah l'malach, that svara applies by a behema tmeya. He's mafrish it with a set, and there's no hefsid to the Yisrael to be mafrish it with a set and keep the set. But by a behema tahira, in our Mishnah, where it's going to be Aser and Giza and Avoida, where there's going to be Isurim on the second Zachar until it has a Mum. So, Frek the Mishnah Lamelch, why can't we be Makel and say and be Matir the second Zachar without a Mum? So, the Mishnah Lamelch says that maybe there's a Chumrah by a Behema Tahira. Since a Behema Tahira has a Kedushas HaGuf, since it's like a carbon. And therefore, in order that they shouldn't come to be matir, kachim bachotz, we're more machmer and we're not maker with a svek sveka. The svara that the Rosh says on Daftes, that we're only matir, a petar chamar, the reason why we're only machmer on a petar chamar, to be matzuch pidyon, is because there's no hefsid, that's by an iser ba'alma, that's by a mitzvah ba'alma, but by a behema tahir, which has a kedusha, we have to be more machmer. We can't be matir with a svek sveka, because people are going to come to be shecht kodshim b'chutz. Rabbi Kiva Eger and Tshuva Kuf Samach Zayin, Rabbi Kiva Eger also asks this kasha, and Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Amor Dika Svara, v'miyashiv the kasha. Zakdu Rabbi Kiva Eger, when you have both of the scharim lefoneinu, before you gave the first one to the Kayin, Zakdu Rabbi Kiva Eger, each one has the Isser of Bechar. There's no Svek Sveik over there. When each one has the Isser of Bechar because of the Safik, there's no Svek Sveika, Zakti B'Kveger, so the din is chal that they're both Aser. Even if one of them would die, Zakti B'Kveger, that doesn't change the fact that our Safik was which one is a Bechar, and therefore each one has like a Vadai Dike Isser. Zakti B'Kveger, after you give the first one to the Kohen, or even after the first one will die, we can't go ahead and create now a Sfek Sveka. Since when they were Lefoneinu, each one had a Safik Isser, Zakti B'Kveger, it's like a Vadai. It becomes Aser, and therefore, you can't be Matir with a Sfek Sveka. What's the case of a Sfek Sveka? You have something that has a Sfek Sveka. Over here, you have two behemoths. Each one is a Safik, if it's a Bechar, and therefore, it becomes Aser Mitam Vadai, and you can't be Matir Midin Svek Sveka.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.